Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And let's hope for a great day for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Actually, there haven't been that many great days, and the last few weeks have there. I mean, let's be serious about this. The president is going to be speaking at any moment. I believe the occasion is he's going to try to proclaim victory, meaning that they completed at least part of the evacuation. There are now confirmed stories that say there are at least 100 to 200 and maybe more Americans who are left stranded in Afghanistan, even though Jen Psaki in her press briefing this morning said, well, it's not right to say that they're stranded. Well, what are they? I mean, what is right? What is the president going to say? Now, again, at the very beginnings of this crisis, which is a crisis according to the timing and the decisions of the Biden administration entirely, at the very beginning of all of that, he was hiding. He was hiding Biden. And remember, he was up at Camp David at the presidential retreat. Now he's giving major statements and press availability almost every day. That's a good thing. So is Secretary Blinken, but we will be hearing from the president soon. There's also a fascinating story that has some implications for the United States, economically, culturally, every other way, a story of China putting a limit on the amount of time kids can play video games. Now, there are a lot of American parents who may be perking up and saying, what? They can do that? Yeah, because that's Red China. They have a totally state-controlled access to media, and they can do it. But should American parents follow that example and be inspired by it in any way? We will also talk a little bit about the ongoing confusion and controversy over something that ought to be so incredibly simple, which is the vaccinations for COVID-19. There is now a question, a legal challenge to a number of states that have tried to say that they cannot have a vaccine mandate anywhere in a given state. Well, that's been challenged legally. We will see how that goes, just as school is opening up all around the country. And all of that is dramatic and extraordinary. There is a statement from NBC, which I think is worth playing to put this entire moment that we're going through right now, and it's more than a moment, it's been days now. It is hard to believe that it was last week now that the 13 American heroes died. It was yesterday and the weekend that their parents condemned and blamed the Biden administration. The Biden administration has not found any dry ground. It is drowning. It is foundering. And it is very difficult to think of anything comparable in recent history. And that is certainly the case for the conclusion by NBC's Richard Engel, their chief foreign correspondent. He had this to say: now that our withdrawal, our vacation from Afghanistan, vacating the country, that is now complete. This is the conclusion of Richard Engel of NBC News, clip 5.
The worst capitulation of Western values in our lifetimes. You left behind. I went to Afghanistan. I arrived a couple of weeks ago. It was a republic backed by the United States, backed by the West. Now it is an emerging Islamic emirate trying to find its way.
And does the United States benefit or not about the emerging Islamic Emirate finding its way? How do we react to it? I mean, the Biden administration seems to want, as far as possible, to appease the new Taliban regime. I mean, this is extraordinary. And Secretary of State Blinken gave a speech after the last plane left Afghanistan, and here is what he said about the what we should expect in the future in terms of the United States and our relationship with the emerging Taliban regime. This is Secretary of State Antony Blinken, clip 9.
Every step we take will be based not on what a Taliban-led government says, but what it does to live up to its commitments. The Taliban seeks international legitimacy and support. Our message is any legitimacy and any support will have to be earned. The Taliban can do that by meeting commitments and obligations on freedom of travel, respecting the basic rights of the Afghan people, including women and minorities, upholding its commitments on counterterrorism, not carrying out reprisal violence against those who choose to stay in Afghanistan, and forming an inclusive government that can meet the needs and reflect the aspirations of the Afghan people.
Okay, all of this is very optimistic and completely detached from reality. There's a story that the British press has made a great deal of, a story of a folk singer who had gained some popularity in Afghanistan before the Taliban takeover. He was seized by Taliban authorities and taken to his home and shot in the head. He is dead. His crime, basically playing music for people, and the Taliban doesn't like music. I don't think you have any album coming forward by anyone of favorite songs of the Taliban. They're opposed to the whole idea of taking people away from the proper worship of God, which they mandate. And that is what we're dealing with. There's also this other story, and we're waiting for President Biden to speak. He's late every time, so we don't know when he will speak. When he does, we'll go right to him. But there's this extraordinary story that was just broken by the Wall Street Journal about an hour ago about an interpreter named Mohammed. And the story is just one of those strange, strange coincidences. It turns out that back in 1989, so some time ago, is it 1989? It is, actually, no, it is not. It 13 years ago, so 2008, an Afghan interpreter named Mohammed helped rescue then-Senator Joe Biden and two other senators, and that was John Kerry and Chuck Hagel, in a remote Afghan valley after their helicopter was forced to land on a snowstorm. Now Mohammed, this interpreter who rescued them, is asking President Biden to rescue him. Hello, Mr. President. Save me and my family. Mohammed, who asked not to have his full name used while in hiding, told the Wall Street Journal as the last Americans flew out of Kabul yesterday. Don't forget me here. Mohammed and his four children are hiding from the Taliban after his years-long attempt to get out of Afghanistan got tangled in the bureaucracy. They are among countless Afghan allies who were left behind when the U.S. ended 20-year military campaign in Afghanistan yesterday. Mohammed was a 36-year-old interpreter for the U.S. Army in 2008 when the two U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopters made an emergency landing in Afghanistan during a blinding snowstorm. On board were three U.S. senators, Mr. Biden, the Delaware Democrat at the time, John Kerry, Democrat of Massachusetts, and Chuck Hagel, Republican of Nebraska. What happened to the three stranded senators, and what is happening to their rescuer? the interpreter Mohammed. We will get to that, and we will hear what the president has to say when he steps up. Coming up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. Here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Americans are going to hear the truth.
The Michael Medved Show.
To the best of my knowledge, Senator Kerry, who of course is no longer a senator, he's no longer Secretary of State, he is now climate czar, has not yet taken time off from trying to cope with our climate crisis. He's no longer taken that time off to comment on the fate of an interpreter who sounds like just a remarkably noble guy. It's an amazing story that it was really not that long ago. It occurred in the mountains of Afghanistan, and it occurred 13 years ago. And the story that I was telling was the three senators were making one of the tours, and it is, I think, totally legitimate for members of the United States Senate, which is particularly involved with treaties and foreign policy and, of course, appropriations in terms of the money that gets spent, including the $2 trillion that got spent on Afghanistan. With all of that, Senator Kerry was there with his fellow Vietnam veteran Chuck Hagel, the Republican from Nebraska, who later served in the Obama administration. But they were there together with Joe Biden, senator from Delaware, before he became vice president. And the difficulty they had was they had a blinding snowstorm, and the helicopters that were transporting them were stranded. And it says that as a private security team with a former firm Blackwater and U.S. Army soldiers monitored for any nearby Taliban fighters, the crew sent out an urgent call for help. At Bagram Airfield, which used to be controlled by the Americans until President Biden ordered its abandonment, Mohammed, this translator, jumped in a Humvee with a quick reaction force from the 82nd Airborne Division, and he drove hours into the nearby snowy mountains to rescue the three senators. Mohammed spent much of his time in a tough valley where the soldiers said he was in more than 100 firefights. Think about that. With them. Lieutenant Colonel Andrew R. Till wrote in June to support Mohammed's application for a special immigrant visa, which he didn't get because of bureaucratic incompetence, and sure has been plenty of that. Lieutenant Colonel Till said, "His selfless service to our military men and women is just the kind of service I wish more Americans displayed." Mohammed's visa application became stuck after the defense contractor he worked for lost the records he needed for his application. Then the Taliban seized Kabul on August 15th. Like thousands of others, Mohammed tried his luck by going to the Kabul airport gates, where he was rebuffed by U.S. forces. Mohammed could get in, they told him, but not his wife or their four children. Army veterans called lawmakers in his behalf, and they issued dire appeals to U.S. officials for help. Quote, "If you can only help one Afghan, choose Mohammed," wrote Sean O'Brien, an Army combat veteran who worked with him in Afghanistan in 2008. "He earned it." A White House official declined to comment, saying the administration couldn't discuss individual cases for confidentiality reasons. This is just, it's just unbelievable, isn't it? During the 2008 presidential campaign, when Joe Biden was a nominee for vice president, the senator often spoke of the helicopter incident and talked about this trip as a way of burnishing his own foreign policy credentials and making it look like he had exposed himself to real danger, which, in fact, he had. Joe Biden said at the time, "If you want to know where Al-Qaeda lives, you want to know where Osama bin Laden is, come back to Afghanistan with me," he said on the campaign trail in October of 2008, just months after the February rescue. "Come back to the area where my helicopter was forced down in the middle of those mountains. I can tell you where they are." The trip to Afghanistan was on one of the many overseas trips the three senators took together. While trying to stay warm in the helicopter, the three men joked throwing snowballs at the Taliban, the senators said later. Oh, that's nice. Good. This is an unbelievable story. And, you know, it's one of those things where you would think that it would be something that President Biden would address today, because the story was just broke today. We were going to send Biden out to fight the Taliban with snowballs, but we didn't have to do it, Mr. Curry said, after they were rescued. These three guys were friends, Chuck Hagel, John Kerry, and Joe Biden. Instead of sending out Joe Biden to battle the Taliban with snowballs, Mohammed joined the 82nd Airborne Division Humvees and three Blackwater SUVs as they barreled through the thick snow to find the helicopters and rescue the senators. The senators were then sped back to the U.S. base with a convoy, said Matthew Springmeier, who was leading the Blackwater security in the helicopters that day. Now Mohammed is in hiding. What he said today, and he was contacted today, I can't leave my house. I am very scared. I don't know what to say. How does a conscientious human being respond to this? And surely someone must have brought Joe Biden as president. Maybe that's why he's late right now. Now he's late because he's always late. And that's, again, not a sign of good organization. And the fact that they couldn't provide this particular Afghan who was so exemplary, who engaged in 100 firefights, according to a lieutenant colonel who was supervising that part of Afghanistan. He engaged in more than 100 firefights alongside Americans, risking his life. This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. And Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, full of optimism, confidence. This is how he concluded some of his remarks yesterday. Clip 13, Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Listen.
Now, U.S. military flights have ended, and our troops have departed Afghanistan. A new chapter of America's engagement with Afghanistan has begun. It's one in which we will lead with our diplomacy. The military mission is over. A new diplomatic mission has begun. So here's our plan for the days and weeks ahead. First, we built a new team to help lead this new mission. As of today, we suspended our diplomatic presence in Kabul and transferred our operations to Doha, Qatar, which will soon be formally notified to Congress.
And we have been notified Joe Biden is going to be speaking to the country right after the break, coming up on the MedVet Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Entergy Louisiana, one of Louisiana's largest utility companies, is starting damage assessment again following Hurricane Ida. The company saying over 20,000 storm team members are canvassing the Baton Rouge and New Orleans areas to inspect lines and power substations. There are currently over 700,000 customers without power in the state. Louisiana Democrat Governor John Bel Edwards saying patience is key.
Homes are not going to be repowered anytime very soon, and they've got damage. And so we have shelter operations, more than 30 shelters now across the state of Louisiana.
COVID vaccinations are still on the rise amid ongoing concerns about the Delta variant. White House COVID coordinator Jeff Zients saying roughly 900,000 new vaccinations are happening in the United States every day. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Go directly to President Biden, who has begun his remarks. We'll play you the way they began when he concludes. He's talking about completing the airlift successfully, he says. This is the president.
Totaling roughly 2,500 people. We got thousands of Afghan translators and interpreters and others who supported the United States out as well. Now we believe that about 100 to 200 Americans remain in Afghanistan with some intention to leave. Most of those who remain are dual citizens, long-time residents who had earlier decided to stay because of their family roots in Afghanistan. The bottom line, 90% of Americans in Afghanistan who wanted to leave were able to leave. And for those remaining Americans, there is no deadline. We remain committed to get them out if they want to come out. Secretary of State Blinken is leading the continued diplomatic efforts to ensure safe passage for any American, Afghan partner, or foreign national who wants to leave Afghanistan. In fact, just yesterday, the United Nations Security Council passed a resolution has sent a clear message about the international community expects the Taliban to deliver on moving forward, notably freedom of travel, freedom to leave. And together, we are joined by over 100 countries that are determined to make sure the Taliban upholds those commitments. It will include ongoing efforts in Afghanistan to reopen the airport, as well as overland routes, allowing for continued departure to those who want to leave and deliver humanitarian assistance to the people of Afghanistan. The Taliban has made public commitments, broadcast on television and radio across Afghanistan, on safe passage for anyone wanting to leave, including those who worked alongside Americans. We don't take them by their word alone, but by their actions. And we have leverage to make sure those commitments are met. Let me be clear. Leaving August the 31st is not due to an arbitrary deadline. It was designed to save American lives. My predecessor, the former president, signed an agreement with the Taliban to remove U.S. troops by May the 1st, just months after I was inaugurated. It included no requirement that Taliban work out a cooperative governing arrangement with the Afghan government. But it did authorize the release of 5,000 prisoners last year, including some of the Taliban's top war commanders, among those who just took control of Afghanistan. And by the time I came to office, the Taliban was in its strongest military position since 2001, controlling or contesting nearly half of the country. The previous administration's agreement said that if we stuck to the May 1st deadline that they had signed on to leave by, the Taliban wouldn't attack any American forces. But if we stayed, all bets were off. So we were left with a simple decision. Either follow through on the commitment made by the last administration and leave Afghanistan, or say we weren't leaving and commit another tens of thousands more troops going back to war. That was the choice, the real choice, between leaving or escalating. I was not going to extend this forever war, and I was not extending a forever exit. The decision to end the military airlift operations at Kabul Airport was based on the unanimous recommendation of my civilian and military advisors, the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and all the service chiefs, and the commanders in the field. Their recommendation was that the safest way to secure the passage of the remaining Americans and others out of the country was not to continue with 6,000 troops on the ground in harm's way in Kabul, but rather to get them out through non-military means. In the 17 days that we operated in Kabul, after the Taliban seized power, we engaged in an around-the-clock effort to provide every American the opportunity to leave. Our State Department was working 24/7, contacting and talking, and in some cases walking Americans into the airport. Again, more than 5,500 Americans were airlifted out. And for those who remain, we will make arrangements to get them out if they so choose. As for the Afghans, we and our partners have airlifted 100,000 of them. No country in history has done more to airlift out the residents of another country than we have done. We will continue to work to help more people leave the country who are at risk. We're far from done. For now, I urge all Americans to join me in grateful prayer for our troops and diplomats and intelligence officers who carried out this mission of mercy in Kabul and at tremendous risk with such unparalleled results. An airlift that evacuated tens of thousands, to a network of volunteers and veterans who helped identify those needing evacuation, guide them to the airport, and provided them for their support along the way. We're going to continue to need their help. We need your help, and I'm looking forward to meeting with you. And to everyone who is now offering or who will offer to welcome Afghan allies to their homes around the world, including in America, we thank you. I take responsibility for the decision. Now, some say we should have started mass evacuation sooner. And couldn't this have been done, in a more orderly manner? I respectfully disagree. Imagine if we'd begun evacuations in June or July, bringing in thousands of American troops and evacuating more than 120,000 people in the middle of a civil war. There still would have been a rush to the airport, a breakdown in confidence and control of the government, and it still would have been a very difficult and dangerous mission. The bottom line is there is no evacuation from the end of a war that you can run without the kinds of complexities, challenges, and threats we faced. None. There are those who would say we should have stayed indefinitely for years on end. They ask, why don't we just keep doing what we were doing? Why do we have to change anything? The fact is, everything had changed. My predecessor had made a deal with the Taliban. When I came into office, we faced a deadline, May 1. The Taliban onslaught was coming. We faced one of two choices. Follow the agreement of the previous administration and extend more time for people to get out. Or send in thousands of more troops and escalate the war. To those asking for a third decade of war in Afghanistan, I ask, what is the vital national interest?
Okay, then we need to go to a break. We will get back to the conclusion of Joe Biden's speech. It's utterly remarkable, and not in a good way. Not in a good way. We will get back to Biden with your reaction as well when he concludes, and we'll play the first part of the speech that you didn't hear and anything that you may have missed. It's an important day. 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Will socialism or free markets decide the future of our state of Washington? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but they cannot do it alone. Join WPC Friday, October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency for their Western Washington annual dinner event and support market-based reforms for our state. The internationally acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and the free market champion John Mackey will deliver the keynote address. In addition to being among the world's most successful business leaders, Mackey launched Conscious Capitalism, a vigorous defense of private enterprise and its power to do good. Mackey warns we cannot surrender future generations to the trickle-up poverty of socialism. Help promote the positive power of markets. Washington Policy Center's annual dinners have become among the nation's biggest events of their kind. Get tickets and information at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The President of the United States is, I believe, just wrapping up his remarks. He was saying that we need to shift our attention from Afghanistan to threats from China and Russia. Here's the President.
We must stay clearly focused on the fundamental national security interests of the United States of America. This decision about Afghanistan is not just about Afghanistan. It's about ending an era of major military operations to remake other countries. We saw a mission of counterterrorism in Afghanistan, getting the terrorists and stopping attacks, morph into a counterinsurgency, nation building, trying to create a democratic, cohesive, and united Afghanistan, something that has never been done over many centuries of Afghan's history. Moving on from that mindset and those kind of large-scale troop deployments will make us stronger and more effective and safer at home. And for anyone who gets the wrong idea, let me say clearly, to those who wish America harm, to those who engage in terrorism against us or our allies, know this. The United States will never rest. We will not forgive. We will not forget. We'll hunt you down to the ends of the earth, and you will pay the ultimate price. And let me be clear. We'll continue to support the Afghan people through diplomacy, international influence, and humanitarian aid. We'll continue to push for regional diplomacy engagement to prevent violence and instability. We'll continue to speak out for the basic rights of the Afghan people, especially women and girls, as we speak out for women and girls all around the globe. And I've been clear that human rights will be the center of our foreign policy. But the way to do that is not through endless military deployments, but through diplomacy, economic tools, and rallying the rest of the world for support. My fellow Americans, the war in Afghanistan is now over. I'm the fourth president who has faced the issue of whether and when to end this war. When I was running for president, I made a commitment to the American people that I would end this war. Today, I've honored that commitment. It was time to be honest with the American people again. We no longer had a clear purpose in an open-ended mission in Afghanistan. After 20 years of war in Afghanistan, I refuse to send another generation of America's sons and daughters to fight a war that should have ended long ago. After more than $2 trillion spent in Afghanistan, the cost that researchers at Brown University estimated would be over $300 million a day for 20 years in Afghanistan, for two decades. Yes, the American people should hear this, $300 million a day for two decades. You take the number of $1 trillion, as many say, that's still $150 million a day for two decades. And what have we lost as a consequence in terms of opportunities? I refuse to continue a war that was no longer in the service of the vital national interest of our people. And most of all, after 800,000 Americans serving in Afghanistan, I've traveled that whole country, brave and honorable service. After 20,744 American servicemen and women injured, and the loss of 2,461 American personnel, including 13 lives, lost just this week, I refuse to open another decade of warfare in Afghanistan. We've been a nation too long at war. If you're 20 years old today, you've never known an America at peace. So when I hear that we could have, should have continued the so-called low-grade effort in Afghanistan at low risk to our service members, at low cost, I don't think enough people understand how much we've asked of the 1% of this country who put that uniform on, willing to put their lives on the line in defense of our nation. Maybe it's because my deceased son, Bo, served in Iraq for a full year. Before that, well, maybe it's because of what I've seen over the years as senator, vice president, and president traveling these countries. A lot of our veterans and their families have gone through hell. Deployment after deployment. Months and years away from their families. Missed birthdays, anniversaries, empty chairs at holidays, financial struggles, divorces, loss of limbs, traumatic brain injury, post-traumatic stress. We see it in the struggles many have when they come home. We see it in the strain on their families and caregivers. We see it in the strain on their families when they're not there. We see it in the grief borne by their survivors. The cost of war they will carry with them their whole lives. Most tragically, we see in the shocking and stunning statistic that should give pause to anyone who thinks war can ever be low grade, low risk, or low cost. 18 veterans on average who die by suicide every single day in America. Not in a far off place, but right here in America. There's nothing low grade or low risk or low cost about any war. It's time to end the war in Afghanistan. As we close 20 years of war and strife and pain and sacrifice, it's time to look to the future. Not the past. To a future that's safer. To a future that's more secure. To a future that honors those who served and all those who gave what President Lincoln called their last full measure of devotion. I give you my word with all of my heart. I believe this is the right decision. A wise decision. And the best decision for America. Thank you. Thank you, and may God bless you all, and may God protect our troops.
That's the President of the United States concluding his remarks. Jeremy, do we have time to play? We don't. A little bit of what we did not hear. We will go back to that because this is an important speech. It's the first attempt, and I don't think it was a successful attempt. I don't think history will remember it as such. It was the first attempt by the president, it seems to me, to make a full-throated defense of his position and of his handling and his administration in facing down this crisis. And like the administration's policies themselves, the speech was incoherent. It went back and it went forth, and he seemed to be blaming all of his predecessors, including President Trump, whose policy President Biden is continuing. In other words, that's one of the truly striking things about the speech. Is he truly planning to run against the memories of Donald Trump? Is that what he is doing? Because it seems to me the better argument for what he is saying is to indicate that he was fulfilling the policy commitment that Trump had made. I think it was a mistake when Trump made it, and I think it certainly was a grotesque mistake when Biden made it. Trump now is coming up with ideas about how he would have handled the final withdrawal differently, and that's an interesting conversation that we will get as soon as we get a full statement, full material on that from President Trump. But what Joe Biden seems to recognize is that the fundamental issue here is not people who want us to continue a full-out war in Afghanistan. That's a minority of commentators, and it's a minority of Americans. That's why he kept coming back to, I had no choice, this is the wise decision, it's the right choice, it's to end the war. Why not ending the war together with some kind of joint statement with our NATO partners who would sacrifice so much? With some kind of joint and bipartisan statement from people who have loyally supported this struggle in Congress of the United States, and even including, yes, his predecessor, who had initiated this policy that Biden is now praising in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.